I'm Jill Riley. You're listening to The Morning Show on The Current. So if you've been following The Current's morning show since the time that Steve Seal and I started hosting together, then you may have heard some stories about how I used to play roller derby with the Minnesota Roller Girls. Well, it's true. I played with the Garter Belts as Savage Animal for 3 seasons. And then my derby career came to an end when I severely broke my leg and my ankle. But don't worry, everything got drilled back together, and I'm now retired, and roller derby is still going strong without me. They're trying to manage, but I think they've got it together. The Minnesota Roller Girls are very excited to enter into their 10th season tomorrow night at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium here in St. Paul, and I'm joined by two veteran players, Scarman Electra from the Rockets.
How's
hello.
It going?
And Citizen Payne from the Garter Belts.
Hey there.
Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Very nice to see you. I miss you guys very much.
Yeah, we're so rocked to see you and rocked to be here because The Current has been such a great longtime sponsor with the Minnesota Roller Girls. So thank you for having us.
Yeah, since the days of the Roy Wilkins Auditorium. Now, 10 years, that must be really exciting for the Minnesota Roller Girls.
Decade of destruction.
Destruction.
Is that what you guys are calling it?
Yep.
You got anything special lined up for 10 years?
It's kind of like a big old birthday party. And we were going to just really bring back some of the old time people and the old broads, if you want to say that, and just sort of celebrate how we've grown as a business and then how we've grown as an organization and as skaters. And
a lot has changed.
Yeah. So you talk about growth. I mean, how has roller derby changed, especially for the Minnesota Roller Girls since 10 years ago?
So I started back in season 2, and back then there was a penalty wheel. When there was any sort of penalty infraction, you had to spin it to see what your punishment would be. And there were things like, your punishment would be to give beads to all the hairy-chested men who were showing you their bellies. Back in season 2, we were told, if you didn't want to fight, like, put your hands up, show that you're not fighting. Well, I got pulled down by the head, and one of the skaters proceeded to sit on me, and I put my hands up like, man, I'm not fighting. And the ref's like, you, both of you, spin the wheel. And I was like, what?
Trying to say that you were a very sweet roller girl, Scarman. Yes.
So that whole thing is gone now. All of that is gone.
It was more, it was more of sports entertainment in the beginning, right?
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
But the game has evolved into, I would say, a legitimate sport. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, 100%. It's like it's gone from some, you know, kind of punk rock confused teenager to something a little more refined and sort of figured out itself.
Now, tomorrow night is the home season. So there's the home season and all-star season. How do those things work together?
Well, we've got something new that a lot of people may not know about, but we have our all-stars separated into their own team. We still have people from the home teams, which consist of the Rockets, Garter Belts, Atomic Bombshells, and Dagger Dolls. And there are some skaters from those teams that do skate for the All-Star team, which travels around the nation and, you know, participates in championships, nationals, etc. And so Scarman is now a proud member as an All-Star only.
This is the first year that the All-Star only option has been available.
So you've left the Rockets and you've moved on to the All-Stars.
After 8 seasons, I'm just on the All-Stars now.
And that's a big part of the growth, I mean, throughout the country, wouldn't
Definitely.
You say? Yeah,
we can focus just on that and we get a small break. It's been many, 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 many years since I've been able to take more than a week off, so I'm enjoying it.
So if you've been playing on both teams, it's just year-round roller derby.
Yes.
I think you get a week off.
If you're lucky.
And then you're watching footage with Dan.
Right.
The coach.
Who's your coach? Right. You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current. I'm joined by a couple of veteran members of the Minnesota Roller Girls, Citizen Payne and Scarman Electra. So if I was going to Minnesota Roller Girls for the first time tomorrow night at Roy Wilkins Auditorium, what kind of advice would you have for me?
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. When you come into the doors, come early because we have about 200 t-shirts that we give out for free, and they are specific to each bout, so you'll get a new design. And then when you walk into the lobby, we've got a merch counter and we've got lots of great sponsor tables and also some games and some photo opportunities with Roller Girls. We definitely love to be involved with our fans, so mingle with us. We're out there to mingle with you and get to know you because we really appreciate all the people that come and support our skating. So when you walk into the Roy, you can sit up in the balcony or you can sit down below depending on your tickets and sit back, talk to people, ask people questions if you don't understand the game. We've got a program that'll give you a little Derby 101 as well as a demonstration to begin with. And get a beer. Get a Surly.
Get a Surly.
It'll aid in your Derby experience.
And just, you know, get ready for some hard hits, fun times. We have a band at halftime. We just put on a great show. It's super fun. Bring the family.
So this is kid appropriate, would you say?
PG-13.
Yes.
Okay, PG-13. Yeah. But, you know, I remember from my derby days, I remember like a lot of little girls coming dressed up like roller girls.
Yes.
It still happens.
It does. There's a whole family section. And then during the halftime when we've got a band playing, it's just so great to see a bunch of young kids out there dancing with grandmas and dads and other skaters too. So I would say it's open to your entire family.
Okay, sounds good. You can find more information by going to our site. Just go to thecurrent.org. And if you're going for the first time, my advice would be watch the girl with the star on her helmet.
Yeah.
And when she breaks through the pack of skaters, stand up and cheer with everyone else.
Real loud. Yeah.
And then from there, you'll just pick up the rules. Citizen Payne Scarman Electra of the Minnesota Roller Girls. The season opener is tomorrow evening at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium with After Party at Camp Bar here in downtown St. Paul.
Yes.
All right, ladies. Good luck, season 10.
Thanks.
Rock on. Thanks
for having us.
You're listening to 89.3 The Current, and let's go out with something that was actually included on our Live Current Volume 1. The Soviets recorded a song all about the roller girls.
Yeah.